You know you gotta wear a fucking mask when you go on the plane. Like, why are you trying it? Just this don't get on the motherfucker if you don't want to wear the fucking mask. You don't want to wear a mask. Don't get on the fucking airplane. What are we doing? It's not.
Woman tried to come into Walmart today without a mask on.
Okay. No.
They stopped her at the door and said, "Ma'am, here you go."
Oh, okay.
What they gave her, a goddamn plastic bag to put over her mug so she could end it off?
They gave her one of the little medical masks.
That's good.
You know what?
That's much nicer than what I suggested.
I'm like, you know what? Here, baby, here's a peppermint and a mask.
Fernando, I'm telling you, it's only the people with stank breath who don't want to wear the mask. It's only them.
Clearly you didn't.
Only them.
Clearly you missed your teeth cleaning. your breath so bad you can't even stand your motherfucking self and you can't fucking admit it. But here you go, baby. Look, go ask any grandma for that mint in her purse. Put that in your mouth and take this mask.
Right.
But I put it this way. Would you like to smell your breath or not have a breath at all?
Come on. Because Miss Rona will snatch it right out your fucking body.
Listen.
Snatch.
Oh, yeah. She's snatching trophies, hair weaves,
breaths. There it is.
She would make you lose your breath for real.
Y'all wear y'all damn mask. It's the fella's point of view. We don't want you within our faces smelling your nasty ass breath. So put the goddamn mask on. Matter of fact,
we appreciate the mask being worn now.
Put it on. Put the mask on. Yep. And then while you're
putting the mask on, a much fresher environment.
Share the podcast while you're putting the goddamn mask on. Share alike.
Listen, share, like, subscribe.
Okay. Y'all another routine. We're back. It's another week. Lord help us. We got some exciting news. Darren is coming back to us. He should be back with us next week, y'all, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, great day. Darren.
The crowd roars. We got to look at some pictures too.
Please do, because
Darren took some time off to be with his love, and his parents were here, so he's had a little time off. And then Rona kicked in, and she started kicking everybody's ass. And Rona said, "I'm gonna stab y'all in y'all jugulars, so I'm gonna make y'all lives hell." So that's where we've been with that. But there was a comment on our page I want to tell y'all about.
Oh.
So y'all at home, I kind of did sort of kind of be a little vengeful. I did delete your comment.
It was some hate and shade on the page.
You tried to throw shade at us, and I deleted your comment.
Someone got Twitter fingers. Someone got salty.
I missed it. What was it about?
We rebuke the spirit of Donald Trump right now.
What did it say?
It was about when we talked about the little boy. His daddy is a football player.
Oh, girl, honey, we're done. No one cares. Your daddy's a relic, and so is your originality. We are done.
The little boy, his daddy's a football player, the flaming queen.
The black Republican queen.
That's why you remember. That's how unimportant he is. No.
I honestly don't remember. Did I speak about this too?
Oh, you did.
You were the one.
With
the people on
that comment.
Yeah.
Oh, why you delete it?
Yeah.
Why you delete it?
You know when folks say they ain't the one? Well, you were the one.
You were the one.
The conversation continue?
Yeah, they just came. Somebody else came out of the blue. And
that's the one where Aunt Viv was with you.
So I was like, let me just take a break from this because I'm going to get myself frustrated and I don't want to be frustrated about this. And I don't want people to miss what it is. because they're not getting the gist of what we said. So the reason why I deleted the comment is because you fools don't know how to read. You started in the middle of a conversation. So let me help you understand. We don't have a problem with his sexuality at all. That is not the issue. The issue is that you are supporting a man who is a racist, who is a bigot, who is a everything under the sun, who does not support you. And by him putting his daughter up there at a LGBT, and she couldn't even say the words right to say that she supports our community.
LVCT.
It's not what it is. And I did not want to just continue that conversation because people were getting the missed part of what the they're not going to go listen to the podcast. They're only going to go read the comment. So they're only going off of what that fool has said.
Mm.
I want to continue to have that type of dialogue. Now, if you want to listen to the podcast, go back and listen to it and you'll get the understanding of what we said so that you get from the horse's mouth. But you're coming in on the tail end of the conversation and you're trying to make an assumption about something that you have no clue of. So what happens when you make an assumption? You make an ass of yourself. So I saved you and I deleted the comment. That's why I deleted it. And I...
Well, your makeup is bad. Your wig is crooked and dusty. And whatever else the saying is, you are not it. Bye, friends.
I forgot. I mean, it was such a nothing burger to me. Apparently, I didn't remember what it was.
So, people at home, we don't have an issue with anybody gay because we're gay. We accept who we are.
We're what?
Oh, what, you're not gay today?
That's what you're
here. Wait, no, you're gay for pay. You're gay for pay.
Like, here.
Wait a minute. We're going to pause for a minute. What was that? Armand? Oh, if only our viewers could see that. That was beautiful. Whatever.
And that's why I kept rolling on it. Because Armand keeps his private life really private, y'all. But if y'all were at home and could see what we saw, but I kept it professional. I kept it.
Thank you so much.
I looked
you. Thank you for not putting me on blast.
Oh, you're welcome.
I didn't want to do that, but that was that old Lamont Bradley down there that did that.
You're right. I'm going to take all the credit.
Thank you, guys.
I celebrate love.
I was getting
and you too, Republican Queen, Republican Black Queen. You too could be happy like that if you were original.
Oops.
Yeah.
Before we transition off of this, it's like, you know,
I don't remember the boy's name. Let's start.
I don't remember it, but I would part with this that, like, being a cis gay male, and being a biracial black, a gay man at that, it took me a while to live by the words of "know thyself, be true." And the more I get older and the more I understand myself and know how to live in my own truth, that I don't have to defend anything about myself anywhere I'm coming from, because I know who I am as the truth of who I show up as every single day. And part of being part of LGBTQIA+ community is knowing thyself be true. Because when you're true to yourself, you ain't gotta lie about shit.
And there you have it. That's plain simple. So
share the podcast and re-listen to the podcast, because there's nothing to be made up when know thyself be true. You should try those words before you come and try to comfort anybody in any kind of day that you open your eyes. Got it?
In honorable mentions, before, in between our show and last week, we lost an incredible actor. Sean Connery passed away at the age of 90. And you little young folks won't know him, but he's played in some amazing movies.
I don't know who he is. I mean, young demographic knows the icons. Like, they know icons. People still know who
they are. Name Sean Connery movie.
Mm-hmm. He done made many of a gray-haired pussy wet.
Oh, yes.
At a time. At a time. Or probably still now.
Yes.
Nana?
Yes. That man is, he's right up there with Tom Selleck.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. They just want
to. Ooh, old, and them, that Billy D. Williams.
Look, them old gray pussies just want to ride his face. You hear him?
Dripping.
Oh, dang, honey. But we're going to miss Sean Connery because, like, he really, truthfully, like, people have seen his movies before. He is an iconic actor and really truly gifted, and left behind a body of work that will inspire many generations that will follow in his footsteps, or at least in his style of acting, because it was very good.
Two good movies that I really enjoy and I can watch it over and over again is The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all got quiet. Wait a minute. Y'all don't like that movie?
I'll say, mm-hmm.
I like that one.
And again, I missed it.
The League of Extraordinary
Gentlemen. Oh, yeah, it was cute.
Cute. I love that movie. I watched that over and over and over and over again. I could watch that with this. I love that movie.
I seen one that he did in San Francisco like several months ago called The Presidio with Meg Ryan.
Oh, that was good too. I remember The Presidio.
And just a couple of highlights that, like, you know, since I'm like a micro geek, because I watched every 007 movie you could think of. But outside that, like, that's what got me interested in him. And then I got into Dr. No. And, you know, in Untouchables, and Indiana Jones, and From Russia with Love. Not Russia with Love, that was John Bond. That was James Bond.
You wasn't old enough to see Indiana Jones.
My grandfather would sit my behind in front of a TV, and he watched everything for cowboy adventure shows.
You is not old enough to see that.
You forget black folks, old black people like to show young people every fucking thing. Let me show you
they
something.
They do.
But my other,
black people, look, black people don't be censoring their children.
No,
if they come on the radio, goddamn it, they're gonna hear it.
Right. Whoops. And then try to turn it off quickly. No, they already all the no lyrics.
You know, that started off with the Foxy Brown flicks. They were just trying to get us to turn our eyes on Pam Grier. It's like, you see the titties?
you wasn't old enough to be there when that came out.
I wasn't there when it came out, but black, I was like, in my black ass household, we like reruns and shit, okay?
Oh, okay, you saw the rerun. Okay.
We didn't have going out to movie money. We weren't like, you know, dancing with Jesus.
Because I want to say that came out. Ooh, I can.
We weren't with the apostles dancing in the club like.
Even. Google it.
Indiana Jones came out. I was young. I was a little tight. Just a little tight. But my favorite other movie by him is Entrapment with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Mm.
Remember? And it's got Bing Rhames in it, where they play the thief.
Oh, yeah. I did see that one. Yeah, that was good.
Oh, I love
it. I mean, he's had some good movies.
Because you get that old sexy chocolate. Bing Rhames was in there. Just sexy chocolate.
Holiday.
Yeah, y'all may know him as Holiday's Heart. Yeah, so, you know,
Merry Christmas. I love it,
y'all. If y'all have not seen none of his movies, go check out some of his work. James Bond, we all know him for James Bond. Prayers out to his family. Lived a long life, 90 years. That's a long life. God only promised us what, 72, 70, something in there. So we've lived a great life. Yes.
I do want to make a little shout out before I forget, and hopefully we'll have another show soon. My friends in Atlanta, Georgia, I know they're sleeping right now. Tyron and Lorenzo Turner, they celebrating their 15 year anniversary.
Is that the couple you're supposed to be having on the show? So we shoot you now.
You're gonna be shady on a live ass show, bitch. Is your pussy that dry? Like, girl, is the tampon in that crooked, bitch? Did they leave you at the lunch counter?
He put it on backwards. It's sticking.
Just sticking. I'm looking at that bitch.
Like, that's the string dangle out the front.
Face. Both.
I'm trying to celebrate the friends who actually been in a 15-year relationship. Mm. Been married for 4 years. They've been together since we were all in college together. And it's a testament to show that, I mean, these are...
What's their secret?
Huh?
What's their secret?
When they come on the show, we can ask them what their secret is.
Absolutely. Like, because maybe when your late ass starts following up with some motherfucking messages, maybe we actually get some bitches on the show. But when we start answering your text messages instead of putting a wine bottle in your mouth, maybe we'll get some goddamn people on the show.
Well, I ain't got the wine bottle. I got the Bailey's in my hand right now.
You better catch the damn Bailey's. The WWE text message. You got their phone number.
Bailey's.
Would you like their grinder profiles too? They on there too?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, Bailey. Also a testament. They have an open relationship and they've been together 15 motherfucking years. While half the bitches over here mad over the one bitch they can't keep. And they live in Atlanta, Georgia, and they've been together for that damn long.
They live in Georgia. Wow. They live in Georgia.
What a fucking accomplishment.
And two men of color at that.
Yes, God.
Okay, so y'all heard that we'll have them on the show soon. And y'all will find out what their secrets for keeping 15 years of marriage together.
How do you keep the magic going?
I don't know how the hell they do it because I'm like, we all the same age. And I'm like,
thank you for that wonderful rendition, Lamont. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Send your donations to P.O. Box. Never mind. Go ahead.
send in your donations, host. Get them over here fast.
That's the tip drawer, bitch.
Well, while we're in a singing mood,
yes,
the Bay Area is bringing out the one and only diva. Miss Patti LaBelle is being honored at the Mighty Real Gala this weekend. But you know what? You don't even have to be here because it's going to be virtual.
How much?
So, for the low, low price of $200, $200, you can be there too. And get this, if you live in the Bay Area, the food that you would have had at the Astral event is going to be sent to your house through a delivery service. So, the Mighty Real community, y'all, if you know, the Mighty Real Gallery, really, Sylvester. All proceeds support PRC's life saving.
No shit. If he was integrated, getting the real over there.
Hey, you gotta tell where they stuff go. All proceeds go to support PRC's life saving integrated social, legal, and health services to help the city's most vulnerable population. So y'all, we got to do our part in the midst of this pandemic. Now, the prices are just a little steep. Just a little steep, but we're giving back. It's charity, bitches, it's charity.
And Patti gonna sing for you, baby. So
Patti, yo, what's PRC?
Would you just listen to me?
I mean, what did the initial stand for?
Okay.
What did the initial stand for? Oh, okay. PRC is a nonprofit. It's a nonprofit here in San Francisco.
Is that Mr. P. Jones? Is that Reese's Pieces cup in the background of your room?
Oh my God! It stands for Formerly Positive Resource Center, and they have been transforming the Bay Area for decades, helping those affected by HIV, AIDS, substance abuse,
and
mental health issues. So that's what
they're doing. Patti gonna sing for you, baby.
Patti is being honored with special guests, Whoopi Goldberg, Cyndi Lauper, Andre Leon Talley,
wow,
and the incomparable Mayor London Breed. One night only.
Damn, that's a good little setup. Y'all better get your surround sound speakers set up and get y'all the best experience you can get for that ticket price.
So
is she just being honored, or is she going to do a ditty or two?
I'm quite sure that Cyndi Lauper is probably going to be singing to her.
Like, okay. Cause you, like, as long as there's an artist that will engage Patty to duet something, because you know Patty don't turn down no duet moment.
Now they're having good food, so. And y'all know I botched names up, so we not even gonna try. Because they used some fancy words. Boosia, they went boosie on the food. But you're gonna get a little, you know, some grilled chicken. And for dessert, you're gonna get a little dark chocolate pot of cream.
You know? I don't, what they sending that shit to my house for? You better send me something for real, goddamn.
And you know, we're gonna start off with some fancy
salad. If you wanna send me some good gala food, send me some crispy, crunchy chicken with a side of greens. With a slice of pineapple coconut cake and some Duncan Hines yellow cake on the side.
You know damn well you ain't eating that at no gala,
right?
Baby, that's some good gala. Like if I'm having dry ass
chicken, some vegetables, and some cheap ass rice pilaf that they'll put together.
Bitch, look, if I'm eating at my house, I want to eat the big bitch food.
Idea of your $200, sir, is you being at the event. So Therefore, we're going to feed you exactly what we're being fed at the event. But you do include wine, don't you?
Fuck that.
You got to buy your own wine. They ain't sending no wine to your house.
Wait a minute. Okay, now wait a minute. Now I'm with Fernando. Now you at least get water or tea.
You going to send me some bougie-ass watercress food. And you send a bitch some Jack in the Box.
So Lord help them.
Here's your egg rolls.
We want to thank their sponsors: Gilead, Quest Diagnostics, Chevron, Morgan Lewis, Tito's Handmade Vodka, and
yes,
San Francisco's own Genentech.
You know what I
got that game. Wait a minute. Hold on. Pause, Fernando. Tito's is one of their sponsors. We couldn't get no Tito's at the people's house.
Damn house. For $200, you can even get Tito's at your house.
For more information, head on over to www.prcsf.org. That's
Maybe, look, they should at least have some patty pies.
Get their stuff out so people can get there. Once again, y'all, www.prcsf.org. Y'all go support this. It is for our community. So we
do. Like, community?
Is there, wait a minute. Is there, okay, so pricing, is there a cheaper one where we can just see the show and not have to participate with the food?
Yes, that's $200.
Right. See, Lamont.
Wait a minute.
Lamont, hold on. See?
Oh, my dress is on sale. I'm going to pay for it. So wait, I'm forced to get the box food and nothing to drink?
Yes.
Oh, now you feel like us, Lamont. Now you feel like us.
No. I've been there. I've been there. Hold on.
You will have dry
My thing is, I'm thinking as a tax person. And credit person, this is the end of the year and you do need a tax write-off. Hello, I don't care if we are in Rona, but wait a minute. I can't just pay $60 and enjoy the show. I got to pay $200.
Right.
So, okay.
Can I get somebody log in real quick?
Wait
a minute, there's a correction. Hold on, there's a flag on the field.
We got a retraction coming. Let's retract.
So, I just found an option, and I don't know if it's only for me and my thing, but you guys, I just found one that says tune in only, and it says it's free, one guest limit, no need for dinner, no problem. Tune in. Oh, to the gallery.
So okay, let me get that one. I'll go get my own box of crispy, crunchy chicken
make a donation
and a pack of tacos and a deuce deuce.
I make a nice donation. And I would get my own accoutrements. And like, baby, look, at least if you
would get some... Yes, there is an option, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what? For $200, if I would have got the bougie-ass food, at least lace that bitch with some weed.
Yes.
That way you can loosen me up so I can get more donation money.
You also get a $50 gift card by Absinthe Group Restaurant, which is in San Francisco. So, now... The tables go all the way up to 25,000. So this is y'all time before the end of the year to do some charity
work. If y'all really want, look, Gala, no offense, but it's y'all, we in the Rona. And if y'all
does 25,000 include a meet and greet with Patty?
Look, if y'all want to make some real money.
In real life, it would have, but this is virtual. So no, you.
No, no, mama could talk to me for 30 minutes virtually. I don't mind.
Right, but.
I paid $25,000, girl. Come say hi to me.
Yes, Whoopi, you better come
sit
here.
Lamont said, little bitch, I came up off it, so you come up off it.
Do you hear me? And at least give me a verse of, somebody loves you, baby. God bless you.
I know.
Baby, you better, like, look, for $25,000, Whoopi, you're going to be in trouble, girl. You better come talk to me on the Zoom call. I'm gonna show up at your job. I'm gonna be at the View.
Well, we're moving forward. We move people forward. So you guys go out and support this great organization that does great work in the community. No matter what these nitwits over here are saying. Great work.
We're not denouncing the organization at all. We're just saying it was a little pricey for us. There are others.
To a presidential mess is $10,000 a plate. So if y'all go support these presidents,
and hopefully by the time they listen to this broadcast, we have a president.
You know, it's funny. Rich people will spend a whole lot of money on some bullshit. I'm like, that's like, I don't understand why you be spending an absurd amount of money on some.
It's a tax write off, sweetheart.
It's a tax write off.
I know it's a tax write off, but at least. Have demand better food, bitch. At least with all the money, you can at least demand better, bitch. Like if you don't at least put this money down, that's like putting money down on at a strip club, bitch. At least
it may be good food to them because most of these people don't know how to cook, so they don't know what real good food is. So let's start there. Just start there.
Well, it's not self.
Not a lot of people in this world can cook. There are some that say they can cook, but there are not a lot that really can cook.
But they
don't know how to season their food, and it's rather bland.
But in reference to this gala, I was like, you're going to celebrate Patty. At least hand out some patty pies.
And we're moving. So, y'all.
She's still selling patty pies. We get a patty pie this
season. You crazy? And cake and
go get me a patty pie. Yes, Patty.
I think Patty LaBelle would say the same thing, bitch. If you really want to support me, bitch, buy some pies. Send some pies out, bitch. If you really want to support a hoe.
Oh Lord. It's not about supporting her. They're honoring her. Thank you very much.
Well, if you really want to honor her, honor these pie sales.
I know. Get everybody. Look, go buy one and get everybody one to take home.
You can't
make
it
to
Walmart, but I can send you a pie for $200.
I'm done with y'all.
Look, that's what the gift is with your donation, a signed patty pie.
Yes.
Now you got a patty pie.
Now we're laughing, but that's a good incentive.
Exactly.
I'll be on it.
And one of her cookbooks. She got some good recipes in that cookbook too, by the way. Shouts out to Patty.
Patty, I'm putting the idea out there. I think you probably would like it too. Look, baby, you'd be appreciated to be honored, but at this day and age, just buy a patty pie and send it out to the rich ass bitches. Like,
oh Lord. Well, in other news.
Yes, we're moving.
Because y'all gonna burn that pie tonight. In other news, Lamar Odom is back in the news, y'all. Him and his fiance, Sabrina Parr, have called off their engagement. I'm so devastated. You know, I'm all about supporting Lamar Odom. And after being in that Kardashian mess, I was happy to see him break away and get away. And Fernando has this look on his face like,
I know, like he don't see a ghost or something.
Y'all know I still have the election on right now. So in Georgia, Trump and Biden is now tied.
Yeah, I've seen that. I just watched that too.
I'm like,
you lying. Oh. Bitch, you lying.
No, they're tied.
They're tied.
I'm looking at some shit right now. They said they got 40, it's a little
49.4% each.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
but it's still like that 2,000 vote difference.
So, ladies and gentlemen, just in case you didn't catch the memo, we didn't really give a shit about Lamar Odom. We just put it in there.
Catch that low read right there.
Look, we're talking.
We care about Lamar.
We care about Lamar. Damn it.
He survived the Kardashians, which is hard to do.
Kardashians, exactly. And I'm so happy, look, while we say that, the next year is they goddamn last year on TV. I can't wait for it to get here. But
I watched it years ago anyway.
I never really watched it.
Him and his girlfriend did a good interview. I forget where it was. It's on YouTube somewhere. But I thought they were a good match. I wonder what happened. Interesting.
I thought she said they were a good. I thought they were a good match too.
Right.
But he's falling back into the addiction.
That's why I said, why do we have to talk about this? Because the soup du jour is basically served yesterday's food. Like,
because we're in the middle of a pandemic, and no matter how much money, as everybody says, that could be an issue that's dragging him back down. So. Being stuck in the house, that could cause him to go back into drugs. That could spiral him back out of control.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree. Yeah.
And I think he had did a good job of turning his life around. I was really proud of that. And to come back from being basically dead, left dead in a brothel.
Brothel.
The brothel, baby. That... You know, we have to support him because he got misguided when he went over there with them, but he is one of ours. He is one of ours. Y'all loved him when he was on that damn basketball team for y'all sports people.
No, we didn't.
He wasn't that great at basketball. He was all right.
Yeah. I was like, and don't...
Sorry, folks, I don't watch basketball.
Just because he's skipped on the one, look, just because
I don't know who he was thinking about. He got him and LeBron mixed up, I think.
No, baby, look. I don't know where y'all got that from. Just because he's
he was all right. He wasn't all that.
No. Oh. No, baby. Like he was only somebody after he put his dick in some white pussy. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, he fucked the fat one. I mean, like
the thing is,
we're really raunchy tonight, so y'all at home, we apologize in advance.
Well, look, you know what? Here's the brass tacks of it. It's because there is a problem. We are in a pandemic, and there is a problem out there. People are dealing with a lot of psychological things right now. And a lot of us don't have the financial luxury to be able to have the resources available to us to be able to help us in the right place. Not saying that not just because you have money, you can solve everything. However, you have resources more available to you than the people who wish they did. And I was like, you know you're a man of habit. So when you know you're a man of habit and you've made it and publicized your habits and your behavior, then you should be more aware of when you fall back at those behaviors. I'm not sitting here faulting or making this man feel bad for his actions, because it's, you know, it's really hard to deal with psychological issues.
Oh, no. Addiction.
But however, comma, I'm like,
we're showing our support, damn it.
Support for what? I'm like, what I'm supporting.
We're supporting him.
For and what?
And encouraging thoughts out to him so that he knows that somebody out here cares. Somebody
well,
out
the, here. People thought he cared.
Is the new girl, is she also a white?
Look, let me break this down.
Is she a white?
No, she's black.
I don't give a fuck about that. Like, look, okay. Like, this man has gotten a groundswell of public support of strangers that he don't know and make money off of that support of people that he don't fucking know. So now it needs to be a time when the hell should Lamar go support Lamar and not just be on TV to get another paycheck for saying, I got saved the day.
Well, why are you going there?
Is always on front page news, and I'm like, can you just be like, what? Like,
not always.
When was the last time he was on front page news, but actually doing something with his career?
He don't play anymore.
Hell, that's Michael Jordan don't play no more either, but he done something with his ass.
This what has Michael Jordan done in his career?
What has Michael Jordan? When was the last time we saw him on the news? What? I'm confused.
Well, he ain't gonna be nowhere. He runs a fucking corporation. He's a
Michael. Michael Jordan was all over the news back in what, April, like early pandemic, with that the Last Dance documentary that he put out, several part series. It's quite great.
Michael Jordan doesn't have his name out there like that because his name actually stood for something versus actually being the dude who lost consciousness in a brothel. Like, that's not his fucking legacy. I'm like, if you want to be a black man in the fucking industry, to have a name for yourself and give attention, it needs to be not because you can't get your hair screwed on straight. And we gotta sit here, you know.
But one thing about America, the United States, is we're forgiving, if nothing else. Oh. So therefore, if Lamar comes back in a positive light and does something in a positive light, he'll be a figure. I mean, right now we don't know him as nothing but a ex basketball player / reality star. What more do we know? He hasn't had time to do anything but recover.
But recover, exactly. And
clearly, that was not recovering enough.
Not necessarily. We don't know what the background is. The reason why him and this girl broke up. It might be her. Hell.
Like, again, know thyself be true.
Well, everybody ain't found theyself, goddammit, Fernando. Right. Everybody ain't where you are. Everybody ain't been.
I'm not saying nobody where I'm at. I'm not saying nobody. Everybody has to be where I'm at. I'm still trying to figure out
thoughts. Put some good vibes out in the energy, into the world.
All I'm saying is that that's part of why the man is that way he's at right now, because he had a bunch of fucking Kardashians with their good wheels and their good juju, and that good nowhere did nothing for him because it all was a motherfucking crutch for him.
That's why he in the world. They didn't have no good juju. Everything about him connected him.
So clearly he's going, like, he's just not getting the wheels to turn right.
Everything, he has turned his life around. He's doing better, and I'm proud of that. So y'all keep y'all prayers up for Lamar.
Comeback kid.
The comeback kid, yeah.
Lamar Odom.
See you next season.
There we are. Now, in other news.
Speaking of breakups.
Lil Wayne and his model girlfriend Denise have called it quits. Now, I saw her. And I'm really proud of her. But basically, they really have split because of his support for Donald Trump. Because y'all,
amen.
the little rat looking thing with the
must have a dick of gold.
Yeah, that little rat looking. And then he got matted dreads now, and they matted.
He must have a dick of gold. I'm gonna say it again.
Well, okay. And
a tongue of wool, because my God, there's no way in hell.
No way in hell.
Dana a roach that can walk on her.
My tongue of wool.
Oh, that's.
I know. I'm like. Damn, dog the dude out for all his fucking accoutrements.
But he is split with the model, and basically it's because of his support for this crazy man. And y'all know he was just in the news the other day with this big photo with Donald Trump supporting this idiot. Right, that was the look. That was the look, Lamont.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't have the glasses on, but here you go. What the hell? See
that at home. But
that came from years of promethazine use. Years of it.
And what kind of drug is that?
Oh, okay, Grandpa. So promethazine is what they use to make the scissor. You remember a while ago?
The shit they drink at the parties and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The dirt. This how they make a dirty Sprite.
Right.
Oh, they kept saying, sir. Okay.
Scissor. Yeah.
Oh.
Sipping on some scissor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so sad. Did it take your brain out of here? Oh.
No,
yes, it do make you slow though. Slow you down.
It put everything in the slow mo.
Well, honey, he in the
hell of a downer.
It pretty much is. That's all. It's down, down, down,
Judy Brown.
He got more down than the top of me.
The world gets heavy.
Now he's been a great artist. For those of y'all that are into the rap world, he gave y'all some great music, and then he gave you an amazingly beautiful daughter who has turned into really the little girl from, she's the new Fallon from the new dynasty. Privileged. Yes, that's who she is.
What are you talking about? Ray Janae?
Ray Janae.
Oh, is she?
That's her daddy.
That's her daddy. You are the daddy. You are the daddy. Well, I think she's 21, but y'all know she made the news the other day because
so she did like an ugly duckling thing.
Yeah, because she took her mother's looks.
Okay,
right. Thank the Lord.
I never seen.
We know there is a God when he did that.
Yes,
God Almighty.
And so she decided to up her thingy. So maybe she wanted to look like the model, but she just went and got her breasts done, honey. And ain't she like 21? Lord help.
How old is she?
I think she's like 21, but she just.
I think she's 21, 22, something like that. She's young.
You got your breasts done at 21, and your puberty just barely got a touch.
So when she gets 32, they gonna sit down a little again, and she gonna go get another lift, I guess, if she got the money.
I was like, you live.
Why are they gonna sit down again?
You live in Atlanta. Didn't
gravity
you?
Takes hold, honey.
Silicone don't work.
Don't sit down again.
That silicone will get you out of here.
Listen. Hopefully she's not doing it with silicone. Hopefully she's using that new shit that they got out now.
Maybe that's what she wanted to help her get over the breakup of her father, because this girl could have been her stepmother, because they've been together for quite some time. 2 weeks? Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm like, free world is all I thought. But okay.
I don't fucking care.
And it cracks me up that.
And you know what? You know what, Fernando? Also that.
like, you know what? Like, so far we don't talk about two Negroes with a whole lot of money that seem like they can't get their shit together for no reason, and ain't nobody's mama to held them accountable for nothing. So that means they ain't been in nobody's therapist chair to be accountable for nothing. So they think they realize that the stove can be whatever heat they can, they gonna just do whatever. It's like, sure, I'm open Donald Trump. Fuck Cosmo, nothing affects me. I'm too rich for things to be affected. I'm in my own motherfucking bubble. And that's just how it is. It's like you forget, like after a certain period, you stop being kinfolk, you start being skinfolk.
Well, he'll never be skinfolk, but he doesn't.
He don't wrote all over his.
Do you hear me? Eat.
He does a lot for the community. He does an extremely lot for the community. I don't agree with his views, but we don't all agree with everybody's views. And unfortunately, there are people out there that choose to be Republicans in this world. And a lot of it is their bracket, their tax bracket.
Baby, look, I'm not disputing nobody's politics, because Republican, Democrat, like I have said on record that I have voted for both Democrats and Republicans.
I have never voted for a Republican.
I was like, I believe in voting for people who do the goddamn job as efficient as they can for the time period in which they're in. I was like, you know, I understand it from being an employer myself, that sometimes fucking hard decisions are hard to be made, but they have to be made because I get paid. So with this, I was like, wait a minute, there comes a point in time where you're not voting politics, you're voting on behavior. And that's a problem. Because when those behavioral psychosis and that social...
Wait a minute. Wait. I'm not going to let you put that on him.
I'm not putting it on him. I'll say something.
Because you said he's voting. They're voting behavior. We don't know what he voted for, what his reasoning was for supporting Trump. I suggest...
I don't give a fuck what you're supporting the fucking dude for. There's no explanation to support
him. We're not going to say that this. We're not going to say that that's what it was, because we don't know what his reasoning why. I suggested in my mind that it comes to money, just like it did with Robert Johnson, when just like 50 Cent stood up there and said, I'm not going to become 20 Cent. It was a money thing. And
I had a role with Fernando. Right, like, there is no real reason for you to be supporting that man. Not, I don't care how much fucking money you got.
Look, that's like when a dude gets caught fucking an ugly chick, and then he want to lay claim on her ass, and what we see on in public, like, oh, I just did it for the cash. No, motherfucker, it was 3 o'clock in the motherfucking morning, and it was the only rap that you can get with a meal that came attached to it. Okay. That's what it was. Donald Trump is your motherfucking meal ticket, and you say, be damned that he calls me an N-word behind the motherfucking back. I'm gonna play this deal because I'm too rich to feel whatever these broke ass Negroes feel right now. And to ease my conscience, I'm gonna have whatever NAACP nonprofit I got done. I'm gonna join the tax bracket of them too. Tax write-off for everybody. You get a car, and I can still be pro-black and still support this bitch too. Peace out. That's how it works. I was like, that's how you become skin folk. You try to help the community, bitch. That's helping your tax bracket in the community. Okay? Because Keisha and them is still in the same projects with the same nonprofit doing Keisha and them from Lil Wayne's nonprofit efforts.
We love you, Kiki.
That's all they got is a t-shirt and a couple socks from the promo.
Do you love me?
And the last poster they had, the radio show.
And we're moving. Still in it.
I'm not here for these bitches.
Still in it. Cardi B has decided that she is dismissing her divorce from Offset. She is going to stay married to him.
Is any of us surprised?
Look, it's simple. It's simple. Dick will make you slap somebody.
Dick will make you slap somebody. Oh, is that what it is?
Dick will make you slap somebody.
And she was honest. She's like, you know how hard it is to have dick in the Corolla?
When he brought her that $650,000 Rolls Royce, that was the icing on the cake. Hello.
Like,
oh my.
You know how hard it is to, oh my God.
Well, my question is, where is he getting this money from? Because he ain't all that rich.
Well, you know, he was he on Bad and Bougie?
Oh, no. Who?
Well, you know, that's his group made that song Bad and Bougie. So, you know, there's some money from there.
That's Amigos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. He might have been a writer or whatever, but I forget how much he's worth. He's not worth not worth all that much money. And he's constantly spending lucrative cash.
But you know what? If he's done more writing, money? He's probably making a lot of money off a collab.
No, he ain't spending her money. She made that very clear. No,
well, they married, so his money, mm-hmm. her money, mm-hmm. his money. No?
Don't be tricked.
No, you think them two idiots got prenups? I don't think they got prenups. No, I don't think them two idiots out here.
I think Cardi set herself up.
Cardi, don't forget, y'all like Cardi, but she's a bird.
But she also comes in the strip club too, and the strip club teacher thing or two.
You can't put that illegal money on no damn prenup. What you mean? She comes from a strip club. You can't put that.
I'm just talking about
legal ass man on
the like the girls that I knew from the strip
club. I want half your pole revenues, girl.
Like, you know, the girls.
Okay, so Offset is worth $26 million and Cardi is worth $24 million.
So he could afford that $650,000, but he'll be broke in 3 years.
That's a tax write-off for the Rolls Royce company. Just so you know, these people are not stupid, and please don't think they are.
Like, at the end of the day, they're happy. Why do I give a fuck? They're happy.
Hey, it is what it is. I we celebrate their love.
Wish I had a man buy me a $650,000 car.
Right.
I'd take him back, suck his dick, and fuck him too. Okay?
Yes.
Give back to you the car.
Maybe.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Whenever he wanted.
All day. Wop, wop, wop.
Do you hear me?
OMGG.
Like, whole kunyata. You hear me?
That's why you shouldn't be on social media saying.
Bitch, I would have his ass holding the sheets like he was Eddie Murphy in Boomerang. Call me.
Well, basically what she did, she told the fans, you know how I be arguing with y'all on social media. That's exactly how we are between me and my man. So when people be saying I be doing shit for attention with this and that, no, I'm just a crazy bitch. One day I'm happy. The next day I want to beat a nigga up. Just be starting to miss him. It's hard not to talk to your best friend. It's really hard not to talk to your best friend.
And get her some really tissue. Hard
to not have no dick. So there you have it.
She's no.
It is.
From the words of a very honest woman. That is honest as shit. You can't be mad at her for being 100% honest about it. You can call her what you want to, but man, she doing a whole lot.
If nothing else, Cardi has always been honest.
And that's a whole lot more than half these bitches are around these streets. Half these bitches can't even be honest about their phone numbers.
Right.
Hopefully.
So I'm here for Cardi. I think I never felt like I had to worry about her because she's that woman that's like, you know what, I ain't perfect by no means. I'm gonna do some shit, try some shit, and fall into some shit. And she's that woman that's like, you can't be mad at that.
Well, I hope she gets it right, y'all. Y'all at home, y'all say some good prayers and good vibes for her because she gonna keep her man. But there's another man out there that some of us have just think he's it. He's kind of sexy. And we watch him on TV every night, y'all watch him. And a celebrity has fallen in love with him. Y'all all watch Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York. Y'all, we watch him on TV every night. Y'all watch him on CNN. I'm telling you.
Every night?
Yeah.
No, Grandpa.
Cuomo is his son that's on every night on CNN. Mm-mm. Andrew is the dad.
I look up, he on there. He on there saying something about the, when I see him, he on there talking about.
Brother, you know, social media hoes, you just scroll a bunch of times and saw the same dude pop up.
I watch CNN. He's
not, he no, honey, that's his son.
That's his brother. They're not sons, they're brothers.
Brothers.
Oh, and I thought that was his son. Oh.
Wow.
I'm loud and wrong, too.
I'm sorry, that's son. Brother. Oh, my God.
That's his brother.
I'm loud and wrong, too. Look at that.
We're both loud and wrong. You see what time
Look, ladies, it's late in the evening, okay? Sorry.
I watch
the CNN. Sun has gone down.
CNN. Along with our IQ.
MSNBC, and he's always a guest on some of the shows that I watch. So okay. I see him on TV quite a bit. And then he was doing the every day doing the corona, he was doing the live they call it?
So the press briefing. Okay. So that
was the only reason I knew.
Does he make your underwear rainforest like Chelsea Hammer?
Look, he don't make
He don't do it for you.
I think he's nice looking. Yes, I do, but he don't make my underwear do all that.
He don't make your waterfall.
He'll make it.
I don't need no water.
No, not one drop.
Not one drop.
Damn, he don't make it waptastic.
Not one drop.
And I love how he came back and he said that he's a big fan of Chelsea and they have a good time together.
He said, what that mouth do?
Right, because you know what? Chelsea would work the fuck out of Andrew Cuomo. She was like, let me show you what this mouth do.
I think he's a, and what really, I think the thing that I really saw was when him
and his mouth do more than whippets.
They were on the show together and they forgot they were on live TV and they went at it like two brothers, like they were 10 years old and they were going at it on the show. That clip went viral. I mean, I was like, oh my God. They went back to their little childhood age and they started feuding. I was like, all they need is for their mom and their daddy. Children! That's all.
Like, or just you. You sound like
hey. But I think he's.
You know what? Truth be told, I saw her special at Fernando's at your recommendation. And I thought it was damn good. But I thought that she, Chelsea Handler, that's where she, you know, lets it out that she has a crush on the promo. And so I thought that she said she had a crush on the brother who's on CNN. I didn't know she was talking about the one that's the New York State governor. I had no idea. I thought she was talking about the brother. Now the brother, he can get it too. Or he can get it. I don't know about the governor. He don't really do it for me. He don't really let me pitch a tent.
They look the same. What are you talking about? They
look the same. No, the one on CNN look a little bit more polished.
Yeah,
like, the one on CNN looked like he lived in LA, and the other one looked like he lived in New York,
Florida.
Like, yeah.
Truth be told, I've had Florida glow in my life before.
Lord have mercy.
I had this Italian man once upon a time. He kind of had that Andrew Cuomo vibe.
Mm.
Like so, like if he anything close to like that, shoot.
Didn't it look like he would? But he would bust your hole open and then be finished with you and throw a bowl of spaghetti at you. Doesn't he look like that?
Yes.
No. Just racist?
He'll bust your walls down.
All your walls up. When he finished, he looked like when he finished, he said, "That's some more of that."
Chabella.
And that's because Andrew is older. Andrew is 10 years older. So he's 62. And, well, no, he's 12 years older. And Chris, that's why he looks different. That's why y'all say that. Chris does have that made-up look, that foundation for good TV makeup is on his
face. Oh, he's on right now. He's on that.
He's on there right now. See? He's on there.
Yeah, he used whatever makeup artist is keeping Don Lemon away from the Crypt Keeper.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't like her, friends. We don't like her. She's not funny.
Who?
What you got against Don Lemon?
The Lemon. You know what I got against Don Lemon? I mean, we don't know when he got to this side of the pro-black stance, but he was telling us to pick up trash and pull up our pants. So I'll never forget.
What's that? Say the one again.
He was telling us to pick up trash and pull up our pants.
Okay.
I knew that came from. Pick
up trash. Ain't that what we need to do?
Honestly, I knew that came from. No.
That ain't what we need to do just to have our humanity respected, but sure, also do those things, but come down from your high horse.
Explain
that,
like,
trash.
That was a long time ago, like Obama era.
Well, he was on the CNN saying those things about the blacks.
And we're
not here for that.
Explain.
Don't be on national TV airing out dirty laundry. Don't be telling the family's business on TV and acting like we're just gonna be okay with that. We're not okay with
Lord, that. No. You know, I really think that notion is like when black folks want to walk out about being wrong by someone, but half they shit on Front Street and get irate about it. Like, girl, you like people see you do that same
stop,
shit.
Stop. Explain what you have said, because I don't have a clue to what you're talking about.
I'm not surprised that you don't have a clue, but back in what Fernando was saying was the Obama era, Don Lemon used to get on CNN and down talk black people like we had to play respectability politics before anybody would respect our humanity. So Don Lemon was notorious for saying shit like black people need to pull up their pants and pick and stop littering in the street so that people could respect us.
But again, I'm going to say that's the same shit Obama was telling us to do. The same shit. So therefore, him being the new kid on the block, he had no other choice but to agree with the president of the United States.
And from one perspective, I was like, he was. I mean, I'm pretty sure he was talking about
the last question.
Sure.
What's wrong with stop throwing shit on the ground and pulling up your damn pants? What's wrong with
that? Here's what's wrong with it, sir. Nobody needs to. That doesn't preclude people from. People were respecting humanity. Just because somebody throws something on the ground or ran their pants around their ass, it doesn't mean you disrespect them or treat them unfairly or what have you. You don't put their humanity after them throwing something on the ground or wearing their pants around their ass.
But I think
Black people can be who the fuck they want to be and have people respect them. Period.
Yeah, but I think he was alluding to is the perception-based value, and if you look like you don't, you're not projecting with respect. It looks like you don't need to have respect be paid to you. If you put trash on the street, then you put the trash right back on you. It's like if you can't keep your streets clean, why the fuck do I need to care about you and your streets?
Hey, if that's what you guys did,
I think it's a certain. I think it was a certain side of it. Like I think that I do agree with you. He was painting a broad brush, but not to say that a part of our community does not exist, and it does lead to perception-based value that does. Not to say it's reason why we're at.
It's not unique to us. Like all people, all sections of people have that in their communities.
Oh, absolutely.
But those people aren't asked to give up their humanity. Those people aren't disrespected and disregarded like Black people are. So while we have somebody who had a platform back in the day, I guess it still has one today. I'm not going to forget so easily that when it was convenient for you, you sold us at the river, and now you're here. Now you're here being helpful. We appreciate that. But I'll look at my watch and wait for you to sell us down the river again. I won't be surprised if it happens again, but maybe you learn to listen.
Well, I don't really think he was a sellout.
I think so, but that's cool. I mean,
yeah, he's not my, and don't get me wrong, he's not my favorite commentator at all. Like I said, he was a new kid on the block. And sometimes you have to just watch the words you use.
And you know what, Lamont? That's fair. It probably was a poor choice of words.
Poor choice of words, definitely.
When you're trying to get in when you fit in, and you go a little too far, or trying to fit in, and then when you know better, now you do better. Mm-hmm. So I think this is the point where he started to know better. Like, okay, because what I have noticed as far as that, like not only the tone change, but the way he parses words has changed. So I think that there probably was some know better, do better kind of moments. Maybe. Because people were very vocal about it, always vocal about it online.
To this day, as you can see, he still looked at side eye.
When he got engaged, they were like, "Oh, really?" Oh,
okay. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, my issue, see, and I don't know because I didn't watch him like that. I don't know. I wasn't watching Don Lemon like that, and he's still not the person that I watch because CNN is not my channel, and I'm kind of gonna turn away from MSNBC. Which was my little channel, but
where you going next?
Away from them all because.
You can come on over to PBS with me.
PBS.
PBS and BBC.
I like the BBC. I watch there, but MSNBC is a little behind to me today, and it's like they're saying the same thing all day today. And I'm like, oh my God, you've been saying that same stuff last night. And I'm like, wait a minute. Okay.
Yeah. That's why my TV is muted.
And
the folks over at MSNBC, they drunk. They like these elections are going on way longer than they expected. They have had entirely too many drinks. If you let that camera fall down below their waist, they're probably not even wearing pants. Look, they are tired. Okay.
So, and I'm like,
If they seem like they missing half a step, Chris, it's probably the selection. They tie.
I was there. Look, I only went to MSNBC because I was watching AM Joy Reid. So I was with AM Joy, and I was with her until that scandal came up about her website, and she having all these stuff that she had placed on there about gay people and all this stuff that she had said about us. And then when it came out, she sat there on national TV and said,
I didn't say that.
I don't remember that. That was so many years ago. And it made me disgusted because I had been watching her faithfully. She was the only political commentator I was watching because I'm like, I ain't getting up on no Saturday and Sunday morning to watch no political comment. But I watched her. And when that came out, it just turned me completely off about the situation. And so then I said, well, let me find somebody else. And then I came across Melvin Craig. So I like him. I watch him. And I'm like, okay. But sometimes you have to just kind of step away from politics altogether, because otherwise you will go bobo crazy. So you just have to take some time to watch. But my other issue with Don Lemon was, and I say this all the time, and people get mad at me, and no, I'm not a racist. I just get tired of when a black
here comes racism. Oh, no.
If you got if you gotta preface it, girl.
I just get tired when a black gay man who has reached this level, and you run out and you get a white man, and then now all I see you as is a pro black. I didn't see you before this, so I don't know if you were.
You all clutch in the pussy because nobody claimed you're black.
Well, you know what? I think
him. All I see now is pro black person that black this black
in the word.
Well, see, I don't know if it's just a now thing though. People have been having this kind of like issue for a long time. They had a problem with Malcolm. They had it just always seems like the light skinned one is the one that's just like overselling it on, you know, pro blackness, which, you know, hey, you know, that's how I feel
like he's overselling it now, but you go home to a white man and I'm just like,
But I mean, Billy Porter said, you know, people asked him about why does he have a white spouse and all this other stuff or whatever. And he said, you got to realize this. I was with some black people. They treated me like shit. This person treats me how I want to be treated. So I don't really look at color. It is what it is. I love who I love. Now, if a black man could treat me the way my white man treats me, then I'd be fine. But that's not what I found. And, you know, it's true to fact. You love who you want to love.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if it has to do with celebrityism or status or anything like that or whatever. You love who you want to love.
I get that part. Trust me, I get that part. I just want to see a black couple out there with somebody. I want to see that. We don't get to see that on TV. We don't get to see power black couples. And I'm just at the point where in this day and age, I need to see black power couples. Because
like, Lord have mercy, Christopher T. Jones. I don't know what kind of cross you're trying to bear with this particular topic, because we went down an entire list of black gay celebrities who are power couples, own companies, own movie houses, and whatnot, who are doing things just because they named
out that
are gay. I literally did it on the show. Now, who's not listening to our previous shows? Because I went down the entire list, and you must have lost all those, Sherry Underwood, because I sure did get a book, chapter, and verse every popular gay man, a gay couple out there. Because you were talking about the same exact thing on the previous show.
They have a name?
Yes, they had names. Go look at our previous show. Sure did.
Lord.
You know what? Because you know what? I made the joke that you know why they're still together? Because they're not in public. That's why they're still together.
You just said it. They're not in the public eye. So then
they're public figures. But they're still public figures. Like two executives from BET. I'm like, they have high profile jobs, but they're not sitting here like, you know, Lamar Odom trying to catch a magazine because they can't get a shit together. Like, they're just not chasing magazines to put their life on Front Street like that, but they have high profile jobs. I was like, I just don't want to paint a broad brush that, like, we, like,
Oh, I didn't. No. I just said I.
We need these.
It wasn't the fellas. I said I have an issue. That's why I love Triangle.
No, I love the fact that there is a black couple on this show, and their lead.
I love Triangle.
It's just the conversation I really get frustrated with in the black community, because it's like, why you can't get your own? It's like, what happens if my own is my relative and I don't even know that? You saw Anthony to make pictures to your black ass. How about you make your own motherfucking picture? How about you try getting some stuff for yourself instead of you trying to figure out what the fuck I should have in my motherfucking life?
But see, and like I said, and also the other
two. Because you wasn't coming for my black ass when I needed help when I was down on my motherfucking knees trying to make it happen. No, you wasn't. When my black ass was trying to do what it did with my own business, was you cut my black ass? Nope.
Well, my thing, like, at all. My thing is just because he is so pro-black. That was it.
I can be pro-black too, bitch, but shit, I'm fucking every other color in the rainbow, bitch. Spin the wheel.
You ain't married.
But I will.
He's married.
I will.
Married. I'm talking about he's married. You ain't, and your ass ain't trying to get married. You trying to be the whole.
Yes, I am. No, I do want to get married. Let's get this right. Just because I like sex doesn't mean that I don't like relationships. Just because you have a particular age and you live your life a particular way of how you see things does not mean that my life is a particular way because I like sex the way I do. Just because you don't like your dick cuts like that doesn't mean I don't like mine done like that, and I don't like to be in a long relationship to be committed to. I can have them fucking both.
Oh, you have them both.
I can have both of those. I can be married and fuck around too. That's called happiness.
Hey, you know, career girls can have it all.
Fuck yes, all day long. Like
career girls.
Baby,
career girl.
I am so sick of all the people trying to be dead.
Look, you know, I just showed my Korean boyfriend Tu Won Ho over there.
Oh my God!
You love just that say movie. That? I'm not.
Child, like you be walking around with debutante dick, like this shit is the most powerful being in the man. I'm like, girl, you ain't getting debutante dick.
What? You on one tonight, baby? You are.
I sure am on one.
You are on one tonight.
I am.
So y'all, I'm gonna tell y'all, stay safe. Because the other thing, we are in the coronavirus, the numbers are going up. We have reached the highest that we have been in a long time. We are breaking records. Please be safe.
For one day.
One day, the numbers.
Oh, baby, just put the mask on. I know it's itchy. I know it's itchy. You got your breath giving you feedback.
Feedback.
To be safe. And I think I told y'all last week that my friend got out of the hospital. I don't know if I talked about it. My friend was in the hospital for 125 days with COVID.
Thanks.
He is out of the hospital.
Thanks. That's a hell of a bill.
Is she okay?
She's getting herself back together. But for y'all that say it ain't real, this shit is real. It is really real.
I've lost 3 friends this week alone. 3.
No.
Oh, so I need y'all to understand the seriousness of this and stop playing with it and stop doing it, because Thanksgiving is coming up and all y'all plotting right now to have these big old Thanksgiving dinners with family and everybody there. You don't know where everybody been. I didn't go to a birthday.
Look, girl,
on Sunday.
Look, we know y'all motherfuckers gonna do it. So do us this, put on a fucking mask, and at least have the audacity to put some parameters around your function. Make sure people go and get a fucking test relatively close to your damn function if you're going to have
like a mask. The week before.
Yeah. Do something. Try not to invite Miss Rona to your function. Try not to.
Just try.
Because Rona will come.
Put some precautions.
Oh, yes, she will. She likes turkey and cranberry sauce as well.
She do. She do.
Coming to your house.
She like them things just as much as she like oxygen and taking it out your goddamn lungs.
And I'm telling you, if you don't believe it's real, all you got to do, and so my friend is, she made the news. All you got to do is pull up Sylvia G.G. Carter, or she's known from singing with Orlando Draper and Associates from the beginning, baby. 125 days. She went in at the end of June. August 19th, the doctors told her daughter that she was not coming out and it was over. And she woke up two or three times and she finally came out October 30th after being in the hospital for something that your president said he got, and she's only 58. He got it and had it for 2 days. Yeah.
I mean, and he came out like Christ.
So we're at 108,000 cases in 1 day.
In 1 day.
1 day. And y'all forget that it's about to be rainy season. Winter is coming. Flu and COVID is going to have y'all asses in the middle of some mess. So y'all do what you need to do.
And because a lot of y'all are essential workers, and we essentially need y'all out there, and we appreciate you guys so much. So, like, tell your friends and family, like, look, man, like, if y'all want y'all packages, y'all want y'all stuff out here, it's gonna get real hard for the holidays, and those essential workers are gonna need everything they got to keep supporting us when we gotta hunker down again. So, I know you, I like, whatever you think that you know best and whatnot, sometimes you don't know everything, so just try following something. Because those people need their jobs just like you need your stuff. But we all here trying to care about each other, y'all.
So y'all do what you need to do. Please be safe. I can't say it. And thank God we ain't got to tell y'all to vote no more because this shit is over. So now to pray. That's where we're at now, is to pray. Because the voting part is done. So we can't tell y'all to do that no more. All we can do now is to tell you to pray. And we're going to get out of this. And we will see y'all on the other side. And hopefully when we come back on next Thursday, we'll be saying that there's a blue wave.
You know what I just realized? We're not even recording anymore.
Huh?
We're not even recording anymore.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, no. I see we're recording, but nothing.
Mine ain't.
It looks like you froze. Oh, there you go. You back.
Oh, you froze. There you are.
Oh my God! What is up with my computer? I'm sorry, y'all.
You sound look. We like a Koye to you. Like, whatever you do, don't freeze.
When we see you on the other side, y'all, we hope that it's gonna be a blue wave. Y'all pray.
We out of here.
Bye, y'all.
Got a podcast, like, comment, all that good stuff.
Bye.
Bye.